as a church, we need to grow together, whether we are older, elderly people, adults, or young people, we need to work together. Today, our topic today is the church growing pain. I think most of you know that our church is facing two very important challenges right now. On one hand, the Chinese worship service, Pastor Wong has stepped down. We are searching for a new pastor. On the other hand, we have the church building on the other side, and we're finishing the building. And for many churches, just one item is already very taxing, but we have two items at the same time. So it's got to be something that we have to face with. And also in this trying time, I think we need to get together in prayer, in support, so we can weather through this challenging time and receive the blessings from the Lord. As we go on, we can see that there may be problems sometimes, especially when we don't have a Chinese pastor. So maybe there are things that they may handle, they not may handle adequately. So there will be some problems. So I would like to use a passage to encourage one another. Just like a preventive thought, before things happen, then we know whenever there's some church problems or some issues, what's the best way we can handle those? And if we do that in God's way, I think overall the church will benefit. I'm using a passage in Acts, which reflects the early church. Most of you may be familiar with that. Could I ask you to read that together? Let's read. In those days, when the disciples was increased, because their widows were being overlooked, this proposal This is a good case in early church. When the church is facing some issues, the disciples, the apostles, try to handle it in God's way. And as a result, God bless the church a lot. I benefit a lot from hearing a message from Chuck Swindoll, and he has a very good analysis of this passage. And inspired by him, I come up with these five principles. These five principles in handling church conflicts. Principle number one, problem may arise even under good circumstances. Two, handle the problem with a positive attitude. Three, tackle the problem, keep the structure flexible. Four, keep the right focus when addressing the problem. Third, solve problem opens more opportunities to growth. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, as we bless our church with maybe a new pastor and also a new church building, essentially, we ask you to help us to pull us together, be a cohesive church, and when there's problems, help us to solve issues, deal with issues in a way that will please you, and then you'll let the church grow, whether it's quantitatively or qualitatively. Help us, may your spirit speak to us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Using this case, we look at principle number one. Principle number one is problem may arise even under very good circumstances. Could I ask you to read again, please? In those days, In those days, in fact, this is a good church. The number of disciples was multiplying very fast. In fact, by that time, Peter has already preached several times, and there are more than 5,000 just in men. Just counting the men is already 5,000. If you count the families, it's much more. Suddenly, the church lost the many people. It's very blessed. But of course, when the church grows so fast, there got to be some problems. So even good church, every church has their issues. Weak church has issues. Very good church also has its issues. And God is not sleeping. God knows this. So we learn from God how to deal with the issues and then receive the blessings. Here in this church, there's division between two types of Jews. One is Hellenistic Jews, those who are in a Greek area speaking Greek, and also the Hebraic church. Although they are both churches, but they are two both Jews, but there's a divisions in culture, races for example, or maybe even language. And they complain that the widows were not well taken care of. So we can see from here, even church grows, good church will have its problem. So be ready. We are facing problems all the time. And there may be divisions because there are different backgrounds, different races, different language. I can't just mention that. I mean, they've mentioned that we have to sell some Chinese stuff in order to sell well. There's a Chinese culture here, though. So there may be, sometimes there may be misunderstanding between the adults and the young people. So we need to work them out. Every church has issues. Let me give you a very simple story. People said, there are two churches. There's one church, on the roof, Satan is resting, taking a nap. The other church is that Satan is jumping up and down in the church room. Guess which church is growing very fast? The first one or the second one? The first one, Satan is leading on the roof. The second one, Satan is working very, very hard, jumping up and down, sweating. Which church is growing? It's the second one. As the church grows more, Satan will be hard at work. He'll try to find ways to stop the growth. So, brothers and sisters, get ready. We have to fight together against Satan in order to enhance the church together. Principle number two, try to handle the problem with a positive attitude. Can I ask you to read again, please? So the 12. I appreciate the apostles very much because there are different ways they can handle the situation. They say that you people don't know, they can just sweep the problem under the rug. Or they can be very dictatorial. You just say that, listen to us. No, instead, the 12 apostles gather all disciples and together and said, they have a very open discussion about the issues. And they actually admit there will be some problems. They said, for us to take care of all these tables, we're just only 12 people. You're giving us a lot of tremendous task. And because of serving all this, our focus has been shared. There's a problem. The leadership is very open-minded. They listen and they're open-minded. They see there's a problem. They admit there's a problem. And they're open-minded and then open up and try to communicate. What's the best way to solve this problem so that our church can grow together? So, one of the important things, whenever problems arise in church, try to handle it in a positive attitude. Both the leaders and also the congregations. The leaders have to be open-minded, look at the issues and talk about it. The congregation also need to be supportive. I think there's a very important principle in communication. God has established in the Bible. When there are conflicts and problems, there are ways to do it. Don't jump step. Because when you jump step, they'll create a lot of issues. Small issues will multiply to big issues. So the Bible has always taught us what's the best way to approach a problem. Could I ask you to read that? Matthew 18, 15, 17. Let's go. If your brother... This passage talks about dealing with sins of brothers and sisters. I don't think it only applies to sins dealing, but also some of the church issues. It can apply to both areas. It says, go and point out the fault just between the two of you. Why just between the two of you? In that case, when you approach a person, say, maybe there's some misunderstanding. It's what we call asymmetric information in our technical area. That your information set is different from their information set. You may not have the complete picture. When you have given a chance for the other person to respond to you, maybe the picture is clear. Okay? Give other person an opportunity. At the same time, when only two people, there's no faith issue. There's not much faith issues. They can deal with the problem in a very unthreatening manner. So you need to take the initiative. You're not waiting for people to come. You take the initiative to face them and talk to them and listen. If you listen to them, for what objective? Is to restore them so that you can win them over. So really, the very purpose of approaching brothers and sisters is lovingly try to help them. It's not to criticize them. It's very important. But if they don't listen, what happens? You take two or three along. Why is that? On one hand, if they still insist, then these two or three people will be winners. It's open. So we are winners of what's going on. We have gone through the process. And I think another aspect that's very important is that maybe you're wrong. Maybe not that brothers are wrong. It's that you're biased. So if you have two or three people going there, they can be a more objective base to look at the situation. And they may say, oh, not him, it's you. You see things another way. So I think it's very good. It's good principle when two or three witnesses go together, a good testimony. And if he or she doesn't listen, you tell to the church. So issues will arise in the church. It's very good that we can take steps. So if you find someone who sinner things you, or you find that he's not doing well, treating you well, or you think there's someone who's not doing well, try to be brave and take initiative to approach this person first. You know, human nature is this. I think this principle is very useful, not just in church setting. In our daily life, it's also interesting. In my work, for example, sometimes I make some misunderstanding with my colleagues. I think, what's going on? He's always late. So, instead of criticizing behind the back, what happened? I try to approach him. And try to talk it out. Hey, why? Why are you so late? And surprisingly, sometimes they give you a very private and anyway, legitimate reason. And then you feel sympathetic. Sometimes you just do not have the complete information set. Don't pass judgment so fast. Let the other side have a chance to speak, to explain to you. I think this principle is very good. And I think a lot of issues will be handled very quickly without multiplying into big issues. But the problem is that human nature usually do not go with the Bible. Human nature is that usually when we find something wrong, we try to pick on the fault. And you also do not want to confront. You want to hide yourself. And since you have a lot of grievances, what happens? You try to find another person or other group of people to talk about it. And they feed with joy each other. Without getting the information from the other side, they will be feeding off this maybe partial information. And angry anger will come out. And small problem can be a big problem. Becomes confrontational and division. Which is human nature. We human beings tend to go in that way. When there is some problems, we try to not to tackle that directly, but talk behind the back. And inform groups. Small problems
we become big problem in that way. So God says, when you approach a problem, try to approach in a loving manner, and your purpose is to edify, restore the person in our love. And doing that, you have to take initiative. You are not hiding yourself. You take initiative to approach the person. And then, try to have transferring communication face to face. If it doesn't work, then you step by step, two or three people first, before you tell to the church. In that case, a lot of issues can be handled at the early stage already. And Satan cannot use it to multiply into big problems. So there already is a recipe in the Bible telling that if there's church conflict, how we as mature Christians should handle the situation. And the church overall in this way will grow. In my experience, not just in church setting, but also in work setting, I find this place so wonderful. It forced me, when there are problems, what's my attitude? Is it be critical? Or try to help? Maybe the other side has some issues. And there's something I can help. And then give the other people a chance to explain. And try to work together. Of course, some people will be very stubborn. Then you have to handle the church. But let's do it step by step to build up the church. So the second principle to summarize is you need to take initiative in their issues. And the purpose is to edify other people. And you try to approach issues step by step. You need to be brave. The third principle in technicum is to keep the structure flexible. Let's read that together. Brothers and sisters, so the apostles are very flexible. A lot of churches say that we don't have this tradition. It's against our traditions. Don't do that. No. The apostles said that, it has been us, 12 people who are doing all the governing, but we are short of him. Now that we are 5,000 just men with tremendous, we got to have some help. We also have some division of labor. We need a better case. So please, let's create a new structure. There will be another group of leaders. Choose amongst you 7 people. And not just by random choice. These are people who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. And we can dedicate to them. Now dedication comes, and the word deacons come. So the apostles now install a new structure to handle issues. And church need to be open-minded. Structure is this. We can move the structure. When there are issues involved, as long as it's not against the Bible, let's be creative. Let's think of inventive new solutions. Make the church grow dynamic and innovative. The apostles are very good. They are blessed people. They are mature Christians. They have wisdom from the Lord. And they are able to be very open, so they don't just grab the power, but dedicate. So here it comes, dedicating authority. When you dedicate, you don't just choose people by random. You have to choose the right people, otherwise you create more problems, qualifications. And the most important is the serving attitude. I wonder if you think about, now these people are just chosen to distribute food, right? To distribute help. What's the big deal? Why do you choose people for spirit and wisdom?
I learned this in a hard way. One time I went to a Chinese church nearby to preach. And afterwards a sister came to see me and said, Dr. Kwok, you know what? Some of the seekers who came to a church once went to twice and they never show up again. I said, why? Because after church we usually have this lunch together. And then because food is limited, so we need to share. So people served. And some of the seekers find out that, okay, some people receive more and they receive less.
They feel being discriminated. We are new believers. You are old buddies. So we are new believers. We are new visitors. You mistreat us. So never show up again.
Oh, I said, whoa. Even distributing food is a big deal.
It's not the item itself. is the character. It's the attitude of service that counts here. No matter it's big or small service, you're singing or working, you're even cleaning a trash can, no problem. It's always the right attitude to glorify God. Principle number four, keep the right focus while addressing the problem. Can we ask to do it again, please? And the apostles are really open-minded and they know what they are doing. They said, we need to dedicate because we cannot just spend all our time just serving the tables. We got something that's even more central to our ministry. That's prayer and minister of the word. Brothers and sisters, always remember, when there are different issues, don't lose our focus. The focus of the church is to reach out, win souls, and disciple them. That is the whole purpose of the church. To reach out to lost souls, bring them to Christ, grow together as disciples, so that we can glorify God in this community. Don't let these minor issues be scattered. When there are divisions, Satan will be very happy because you lose your focus. Then you cannot go out to do evangelism. You cannot do discipleship. You spend most of the time just calling each other. And he can go back to the roof and sleep, take a nap. So it's very important that we have always keep the focus. What is the existence, the purpose of existence of this church? The church is to reach out people, win people to Christ, save them, at the same time help them grow lovingly together as disciples, so their lives will view the glory of God. That's the purpose of church. Don't let other things distract us. Always keep the focus. We have to deal with the issues, but always remember, our attention should be focused on this. The apostles are very good. They wouldn't do that. So as our church is searching a new pastor, our church is building new building, always remember, prayer is very important. Especially in trying time, if you love the church, pray for the church. Even fast and pray for the church. And always remember, no matter what happens, reach out. Share the gospel. Build up each other. That's the focus of our church. Keeping priority straight, prayer and ministry of the word. And final principle number five, solve problems opens more opportunity to grow. Could I ask you to read, please? This proposal. The whole issue, God is not sleeping. God is actually always there. They're watching us. He's watching us. He's watching how we deal with the issues. He would like to use this opportunity to bless us. When the apostle, instead of just using their flesh to solve the issues, to press down the issues, close-minded, when they appeal to God, pray to God, the Holy Spirit gives them wisdom, and they come up with a proposal, and what is the outcome? The proposal pleased the whole group, not just the Hebrew church, Jews, or the Hellenistic church, all the church, the entire body. They're all very happy. And then what happened? They chose those people together and lay hands on them, give them authority to help out. And the lump of disciples, another boom, bubble, and a big growth increased rapidly. When Christ has come, actually, he is the predecessor of major growth. Whenever we go out to do evangelistic meeting, quite often something will happen. Either my plane is late, or some car, some problem. There are a lot of hindrances. But hold on what you are doing, pray hard. You know what? every time when this comes later, the harvest is big. Because Satan is hard working. There is something great coming out. So steadfast, keep going. So grow in brother. And one little thing, do not let priests become obedient to the faith. You know what? These priests are serving in the temple. They have been opposing, in fact, they are persecuting Jews, being Christians. There are people who are in the Jewish temple. They were criticizing Jesus, Christians, and there are about 7,000 people like that. And because of this wonderful testimony of the Christians, they said, oh, this new thing has life. We have been doing all these rituals all the years with this internal struggle, power fight. Look at this new faith. They go so fast, and when they have issues, they handle well. Let's take a look seriously. And as a result, many of enemies, opponents, came to Christ. How wonderful. So as we grow as a church, we're dealing with issues nowadays. Since I lose my control. You think that you're watching? Okay. As the church grow up, modify, solidify, this beautiful testimony, not just within the church is faithful as a whole, and outside people are watching, they can say, oh, when there's issues, it deals with the issues in a very honorable way, there might be some God in front of you, in the midst of you. Remember one time in our student fellowship, we have some issues. There's some division among the brothers and sisters. Some of the brothers start criticizing the leadership of the student fellowship behind the back. They create a lot of anxiety and issues within the student fellowship. So then we have a prayer meeting. We open up and talk about issues. We decide to see what can be done. And then people embrace each other afterwards. What happened? And then, grow. And a lot of students who are not believers, they say, what's going on? We thought that you'll be destroyed because of your division. But you get more solidified. And more people came to the student college. In Chinese, you know, this word, I lost my control again. So even don't touch. These are the five principles we talk about of this case. You know, in Chinese, we call Wei Qi crisis. That Qi actually is also the same word meaning opportunity. Remember, God is not sleeping. God is always around. He used different interesting situations to test us so that the different ways to respond to the situations. Either we do it in a human way, in a godly way. When the godly way Buddha's guidance, he's going to bless us. And even enemies will become your allies. That's our heaven pray. Thank you God for having us worship together as we searching for a new Chinese pastor. And also build, finish our church building. Help us have one mind. Work together, pray together, and focus on the key thing. Whenever issues, we can communicate and do it step by step. So that when we do it in this way, people see that God in the midst is missing of us. Bless this church. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.